Blog Talk Radio.
Like, fuck this shit, yeah. My girl mad, I can't trust no bitch. These niggas mad cause my crew getting rich. This nigga mad cause his boo getting hit. Hey, it's been proven, she been choosing the young prudent bitch. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Got your pistols to this knowledge figures. Fuck yo, limits and whatnot. We living it up and not cause it's physical stuff. I'm good on material stuff. Lifted in my spirit, bro. Y'all ain't near me, bro. Y'all the niggas are low. We are still in the rough. And y'all already know I ain't just half the dope. I'm really half the thrill. Mind, body, and soul. I vibe how you can soak. Boy, I'm dope in the coat. Bitch, I'm out of the soul. I roll up the stretch and then I like me a clothes. I envision the greatest man's face is just so. And I really don't give a fuck being there. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Want some gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. We straight on Miley, nigga. Matter of fact, we straight on all y'all niggas. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. Gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. Gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. We straight on Miley, nigga. Matter of fact, we straight on all y'all niggas. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. Gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. Gas and pistol to the knowledge figures. I went from gas and pistols to knowledge. Trapped the trenches to college. Foolish shit to this knowledge. You spill from my school, but shit, now I'm in college. Mama, I made it on the fuck nigga. I never hated on the fuck nigga. Same niggas that had shit is yellow and tragic. But now, let's say she a bug nigga. Now, don't get it confused, I love nigga. At the end of the day, it's all love nigga. At the end of the day, it's just elevated shit. Geeked up, call it educated drugs nigga. Geeked up, call it educated drugs nigga. Geeked up, call it educated drugs nigga. Hey, I'm hoping life gon' have a happy ending. Why? Cause me and all my niggas are did the descending. Yeah, so pissed on the haters, just the beginning. Yeah, and it's fuck you if you suckers ain't up to fuck with it. Why, hey? We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Want some gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. We straight on Miley, nigga. Matter of fact, we straight on all y'all niggas. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. We straight on Miley, nigga. Matter of fact, we straight on all y'all niggas. We the wildest niggas out the college niggas. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Gas and pistols to this knowledge figures. Get the pistol to the text, the pistol to the.
Black Rebel. Black Rebel. Black Rebel. It is the Blackest Rebel. What's up, y'all? Happy Monday. Thank you for calling and welcome to
Damn, this should be interesting.
How everybody doing, man? We hope everybody's doing well, healthy, and happy out there in Radio Land, man. Wow. You know what our topic is tonight? If you've been following us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatnot, then you definitely know what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the topic of domestic violence. Very serious topic. It gets a lot of folks going, gets a lot of folks in their feelings, understandably so. So we want to talk about it tonight, man. We got the situation with Brittany Griner and her fiance Glory, both professional WNBA players, recently got into a domestic violence situation and were both arrested in Arizona. So, and it's a physical altercation. Both are injured. Police had to come to the house, separate them, and arrest them. Very unfortunate situation. But we want to know when it comes to domestic violence, because we're talking about equality. Everything is about equality these days. So we want to know, does domestic violence between two women, should it does it qualify in the same category as domestic violence between a woman and man? Do you consider that the same, or do you consider that different? Should the punishments be the same? Should they be different? Equal rights, equal fights. That's our question tonight. So what we're going to do, we're going to go around and introduce ourselves like we always do. We have Callie and Amina location this evening. So we're going to do the best we can to have this conversation and get this message out and see how everybody's feeling about this domestic violence thing. So to start off, I am at Solo Flows 220.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at Ange Dreams.
And I'm at Dr. J. Lane.
I'm at Cali Bud 3, and we got at I Mean.
All right, so we all in the building, man. And so we're definitely going to chime in on this topic because it's very important to us, close and dear to our hearts as well. All being lesbian women, majority of our cast being studs. We have two fans in our cast, and we have four studs. So we have different perspectives on this, and just trying to figure out. Doesn't matter, man. Not only your sexuality, your gender. You know what I'm saying? Like your biological gender. Does that matter when it comes to domestic violence? Can two women do the same damage to each other that a man and woman can do, and vice versa? So we're going to start with Dr. J, word of the day, and then we're going to go into this topic. I'm sorry, I got slippy it today.
All right, y'all. Dr. J's word of the day. When you're dealing with things, especially relationships and people, it's okay to be pliant in your relationships. You have to be aware of your breaking point. So today's word of the day is pliant. Easily bent or flexed. It can be easily altered or modified to fit certain conditions. So, in your relationships, be pliant, which means you're able to bend but won't break. Dr. J's word of the day.
Okay, so in your relationship, you know, how far do you bend before you break?
Everybody has their own breaking point. Like, for me, my breaking point would be lying. Like, don't lie, cheating. Those are all breaking points. Like, don't come in the house and slam the door and then look at me like it's my fault and I don't even know what the fuck going on. Give me a reason. Explain to me, like, why are you upset before you just start going in? Those type of situations.
Okay. So the thing is like, don't come start nothing. Let me know. Keep the communication open. You know, that's important, what you want to do. You want to make sure that you can keep the communication lines open. Because, man, when it comes to, I think one of the biggest factors in domestic violence issues is the lack of communication, man. When communication breaks down and emotion takes over, then you pretty much... It's like putting fuel on the fire. And it's interesting that when people argue, the louder you yell, the less people hear you, no matter if your volume goes up or not, right? We hear each other less. But what makes us pass that point when it's someone that we love, you know, and we attest to love, we owe to love, we live with, we're happy with, you know, what makes us turn and strike that person, become physical with that person? What makes that happen? And that's the question that we're asking to everybody tonight. What makes that happen? What changes for people? So I want to ask you, Dreams, like, what pushes your button?
Man, I think, you know, it's multiple things that can push my button. Not that I just fly off the handle like that, but I don't think the only thing that could get me serious to the point to where I actually do hit you. Now, don't get me wrong, I might be pushed to the point to where I feel like hitting you, you know what I'm saying? But I have just a little more self-control to where I don't go there. But if you hit me, you will get hit back. So that's that thing. That's my breaking point that'll push me, you know what I'm saying, over to that level. Anybody putting their hands on me, because then I feel like if you'll hit me, I don't know how far else you'll go. So now I'm going to have to pull out my move on you from that karate class that I learned back in 94. You know what I'm saying? And make your chin hit the ground. And then hopefully you won't do that again. But that's my breaking point.
Okay. So it's like, don't get physical with me, and I won't get physical with you.
Right.
Okay. Okay, what about you, Kelly Bud? Well, I'm talking to the studs right now.
Well, it all depends on. For me, I'm cool as the other side of the pillow. Everybody that know me know that. So it kind of take a lot for me to really like gas up on, especially my woman. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't never have the intent to do that. But a breaking point would probably be, I don't know. I like kind of the physical aspect. I'm kind of a, you know, I'm kind of a little. I like that shit sometimes, but it all depends on the situation. So I can tell. Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, I'm keeping real with everybody, you know what I mean? I don't mind, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not an insecure nigga, you feel me? If my woman is having a dramatic moment, and we in a heat of the moment, we arguing, you know what I mean? And she want to, like, push me or something like that, I'm not going to haul off and be like, you know, I'm not going to take it to the breaking point of, you know what I'm saying, finna go in on her, you know what I mean? I'm just like that type of person, but there is a breaking point, like, it all depends on the situation. Like, if you could feel like it going a bad way, like, if you could feel your anger getting worse, for me, it all depends on the situation. You know what I mean? Like, it could be hidden, but it had to be like, okay, now you hit me in my, you just socked me in my face. Now I know you for real. You trying to fight me, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on the situation. But if my woman want to let her frustrations out, she want to push on me, amp and shove on me, that's fine, you know, whatever. But I really, you know, it all depends on the situation. You can't really just haul off and try to, you know, swing on me and whatnot and try to, you know what I'm saying? Verbal abuse is another thing that sets me off. You can't verbally abuse me, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be talking so much shit to me and all the shit all day, every day, if you like that. That's kind of a breaking point for me.
Yeah, I think, too, for us, like, I think it shouldn't be a moment where you ever really just go in on your girl like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can pull a few moves, you know, get you in a chokehold, but I ain't about to just punch your lights out, though. I think that's like...
But, you know, some women might take it there, though. Some women, I've seen it in action, that some women take it that far. I've seen women... you know, square with their girls, you know what I mean? And then everybody around me like, oh, that's two women fighting. It don't even matter, you know what I'm saying? But it really do, though, because at the end of the day, there's a dominant, you know what I'm saying? There's a dominant and there's a, you feel me?
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, you feel like you're the dominant species, you shouldn't be stuck on, you know what I'm saying, the lesser species. You feel what I'm saying? That's just all day. That's just for me. That's just all day. You feel me? If you feel like you more dominant in a relationship, you shouldn't have to beast up on somebody. If you feel like you're physically stronger than that other person, I don't feel like you should use that to an advantage, especially when you're mad or angry. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why I think it should be counted as equal, because it's like, even though we two women, you know what I'm saying, in a specific relationship, in a stud and femme relationship, obviously the stud is going to feel more dominant. Now, of course, we know, we've seen that, you know, sometimes the femme is bigger than the stud or whatever. So it really shouldn't be, you know, it should all be equal, because there's so many different lines and so many different situations. It should all be treated as equal, because that wouldn't be fair. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, it's definitely, when it comes to two women, it's definitely a grayer area. You know, people don't see it as, you know, they don't really, I mean, even in our everyday lives, a lot of people don't see our gender role. They see it as a joke or don't take it as, you know, like you said, that's like, oh, that's two women fighting, you know, not a big deal. But if it was
right.
A guy beating on a girl, then
it'd be
a whole
ass
issue. Yeah, they would have
the whole main reason. Sorry not to cut you off, so I'm just saying the whole main reason you would be hurt by, you know what I'm saying, or at least affected by seeing a man beating up on a woman, is the main reason is that the man is stronger than the woman. So that's the only reason that you would see that indifference. But what if the woman is way bigger than the other woman? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm, you
yeah.
see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So I think it
yeah.
should be, you know, it shouldn't be no blur lines. It shouldn't be no exceptions, because then people are going to take advantage of those exceptions. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's very true. So it's like, you know, so we're saying basically we should probably see it. I mean, I think it's all on, it's on an individual basis as well, too. You know what I'm saying? Because it has a lot to do with ideologies and the way people think. You know what I'm saying? Like, people think, you know, like I've seen some films who are really abusive to studs, hit them, slap them,
yeah.
you know, do stuff like that because they know that they won't hit them back or whatever, you know, so the stud trying to, you know, just take it or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then them hormones kick in, you got that estrogen, you know what I'm saying, strike back, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but as a stud myself, you know, I realized me and my girl, we've gone at it, of course, you know what I'm saying? Relationships and couples do, you know what I'm saying? But I do love my woman to an extent. Like, I would never fight my woman like if I fought somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I fought somebody, I guess even if me and my wife ever get into it or anything like that, which we don't get into it on that level, which I thank God, but I'm saying, like, I couldn't even imagine myself, like, giving her the business like I would give somebody else. And I'm just being honest, like, if I'm, you know, in the street or something, it's totally different. I'm doing some different things, but, you know.
You have a whole different frame of mind.
Right. And to
yeah,
my woman, I could never do that. Yeah, I could never do that, you know what I'm saying? Because when you love her, you love her to a certain, you know, to a totally different level and degree, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I be saying people when they, like, when anybody, like, you steal on your girl or do crazy shit, and, like, I see some stuff that I see, like, on Facebook and different stuff, people pushing women out of cars and just beating the fuck out of them and doing something. I don't understand that. And to me, it's more of a personal disease. It's more something wrong with you than it ever is with that person that you put your hands on. When you feel like you gotta beat them up, and aggression is the only way that you know how to communicate. And again, it goes back to the communication issue. People not knowing how to talk and not knowing how to articulate. All they know how to do is put their hands on somebody. It could be family history. You know what I'm saying? It could be what they grow up with, environmental factors. It's a lot of things that contribute to that, too, that we should take into account. And that people should take into account when you're dating and looking for a person to be with. You know what I'm saying? You have to know a little bit about them and understand temperament. Temperament is something that's very important to know about a person. You know, do they go off? Do they, you know what I'm saying? Are they cool, calm, and collected, or will they lose it? Because, you know, you got some women that will tell you up from the day, if you do time, I'm going to pop off and do such and such to you. And, you know,
don't even look at them.
Yeah, and they be serious and a heart attack. You know what I'm saying? Ready to fight everywhere they go. And, you know what I'm saying? Be ready to fight you, slap you, disrespect you in a situation. You know what I'm saying? So there's certain things that just make you mad. But we're going to go into a couple more songs, and then we're going to take some callers, and we're going to have people weigh in on this situation. So we'll be back to y'all in just a minute.
I've been at it all summer on the clock, you fool. Hit me with that hey boo text, who are you? Niggas been low all summer, I've been working on the come up. Knocking hoes, hit the shower for the sun up. Just got paid, hit the barber getting done up. Here I wanna be, gotta be a honey. I'm protective of my thugs, disrespecting you get done up. Yeah, I hit my niggas with a group text, nigga, where you at? I'm on the east side playing spades with the vets. I know Jerry got the gadget, they know I'ma cop the rest. Raven got the bitches, nigga, that's a fucking bet. Headed to the east side and you know that's where it's at. It all goes down when you stress another sex. She didn't know my fucking mind, but she never got the time.
Yeah.
I been not you on my grind, from working
yeah.
out relax.
How you say you wanna come up and ain't never seen a struggle? How you claiming that you hustling ain't never worked a double? How you flashing all this money ain't not shit up in your pocket? Thinking that you stuntin' shopping in your nigga closet? How you talking about you real when all that shit you speak is fake? How you yelling that you win is thanks to waiting at the gate? How you front like you a stoner rolling up these Reggie Blunts? And how you swear your girl is down for you when I fucked her more than once? Oh, so you a real nigga? Well, let me be real with ya. Fuck you and your crew and other fuckers with ya. You ain't no fucking hitter, you just a pussy nigga. Now you a bitch, nigga, I'm fucking your bitch, nigga. Walking around in all this label shit ain't even yours. Something like you got it, all this shit is for your boys. Funny how you settin' when you all in front of the camera, where it's half the shit that you be posting.
posting all on Instagram. What y'all niggas think y'all doing? Who these niggas think they fooling? They do it for the gram, bruh. Homie, you on camera. Got bitches, but your dick they dry. Got money, where the shit you buy? Got cars, it ain't the one you drive. The weed, but you ain't never hot. Self-made, well, who the fuck are you? You cannot do the things we do. I'm honest, I don't give a fuck. I'm blunt, that's how God wrote me up. Crush a bit, little bit, roll it up, take a hit. Get these niggas off my dick. We call them out, they ain't say shit.
Hold up, what it is, nigga? Been real since that nigga Shine had a deal, and now we don't rep that Tommy Hill figure. I been real since Gates and Grills, give a fuck about how you feel, and this is real, nigga. When PD put no Carolina on the map, and I could walk through any trap with the crack dealers. Cause my grandma was a plug who showed everybody love. You ain't from around here. Cause you wouldn't be so friendly if you was, and I'm snapping on every single track, nigga. Laying low, spending money all summer. I be with my nigga Trippy, she go 0 to 100, rolling blunts back to back. To a roster, it ain't nothing, dropping verses track to track. You don't see me, but I'm coming, you been at it all day. I been at it all summer, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? This the loner gang you been, baby. New Breed G. Yeah.
back, man. Welcome back, man. I'm hoping everybody is feeling in. I don't know. I don't even want to say enjoying the show because it's not that kind of show where you just enjoy it. But I hope everybody's listening, man, and everybody's ready to chime in and have this conversation. It's a difficult conversation to have. It's a very painful topic. We know this and understand this. We want to be as sensitive as possible, but we want to hear your voices, man. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear. I mean, if you've been through it, please don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Don't feel embarrassed or something to call in. You know, if you've committed domestic violence, don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. You know, call in and talk to us about it, man. This is a no judgment zone here. So we just want to hear. Sorry, y'all. It's real time out here. We got the fire trucks and stuff, so please forgive us. But we hope no violence ain't going on right now. But like, please forgive us. Everybody's on location tonight, so we don't have as much control of ourselves. But we want to talk to people. If you've gone through it, like I said, if you've been on the giving end or if you've been on the receiving end, we want to hear from you. Domestic violence is something that we really want to stop. We want people who love each other to stop hurting each other. And if someone loves you, like they always say, I know it sounds really cliche, but love doesn't hurt. And we're going to go ahead and take our caller that's on the line, 220, the last four digits.
9955.
Okay, you're live, 9955. What's up?
What's good? It's Young Brad. How y'all doing out there?
Hey, what's going on, Young Brad? Baby!
My loved one. Man, you know, I miss y'all for one. And, you know, this okay. subject, it got me, you know what I'm saying? It was something that I've been through, you know what I'm saying, like multiple times. And, you know, there was times that I fought back, if you will. And if anybody knows me, I'm not a small girl. So, you know, most of the studs or fams at the time that I dated were smaller than me. So it went from us going through the domestic violence thing to, you know, it looking like I'm beating them up, but I'm protecting myself. And I just want to say that it's not right on either end. And, you know, nobody's perfect. But like you did just say, love doesn't hurt. And if it has to hurt, then it's not a good thing. It's poisonous. And in the long run, it can mess up you mentally, physically, psychologically. And it's happened to me. You know, I've been through so many of those relationships that I've ended up with depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress syndrome, things of that sort. So, you know, I'm one thing I'm not is ashamed to say what it is. I mean, just my mind.
We appreciate you sharing.
Yeah.
How did you survive it? How did you survive it? Like, how do you? I mean, are you still? You're still living through some of the memories of it, or are you? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Of course. I basically like went through a lot of the relationships, and I was in denial. I just would not say nothing about it or hide it or just try to act like, oh, it's okay. We just had a little fight and everything's going to be okay because they apologized. Or if I, you know, hit back or whatever, oh, no, it wasn't even all like that. But at the end of the day, that was the day I didn't go to the club or something because my eye was bust or my lip was bust. Oh, I just ain't feeling good today. Like, a lot of people cover it up. A lot of people do that because they're scared of what everybody's going to think. You know, so yeah, I relive it multiple times, but I also try to just see like the good times too, and try to just look past it. But I am out of those relationships. I'm not in one currently at all, you know, but I know the signs now, and I'm scared to even attempt to talk to anybody that it would seem that something like that could happen, because I don't know if this time I'll be the one to fight first or attack first, because I'm scared to be beaten up or whatever, whatnot.
Okay. Well, I mean, did you have something to weigh in on?
Huh?
I mean, did you have something to weigh in on? Okay, I thought had said something. But I just, you know, first of all, you know, we miss you too. We didn't forget that part. And that is just so, like, we appreciate your honesty and your sharing with us, you know, because it's such a touchy subject and it's so painful. And it's really hard to admit, and it takes a lot of courage to do that. You know what I'm saying? And I just I'm very glad. I'm like, my spirit is singing that you're not in that situation anymore, and the fact that you can see it coming is a good thing too, right? Because lessons are blessings, regardless of how you look at them, right? So
right.
You know, just continue to be you, because I just, from what I see, you have such a beautiful spirit, and you deserve to be loved. So just, you know,
thank
just
you.
Continue being who you are and knowing that, you know what I'm saying? And thank you so much for sharing. We really, really, really appreciate that. And if you had anything to say to people out there, just a few words, like, to just stay encouraged, or what would you say?
Basically, if you and your partner are having physical fights and just really, like, having some really, really intense arguments, don't take it lightly. Don't just take the apology. Don't take the, it's been okay for a couple days, and now it happened again, but it's not going to happen because now it's been a couple months, but it happened again. Don't just let it continue, because it will. And don't look past it if it happens, because that means that they can get angry enough to hit you once. They can get angry enough to maybe stab you the next time and maybe shoot you the last time. Because some people do not survive domestic violence. So I say that if it's getting there, then maybe you guys shouldn't be together. But if you can work through it, like getting counseling or something, that would definitely help. Because I'm not saying just give it up. Don't just give it up. You might be able to fix it. But if you feel like it's just going to get worse, move on. Move on or be alone, because it's better to be alone than be getting beat up, and just so you can have the comfort of being with somebody.
Exactly.
Very well said.
That's real.
Very well said. Well, thank you so much, young Brat. You know what I'm saying?
You're welcome.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. It's always, you
know,
man,
we hear your voice, man. Call in some more, man.
Yeah,
I will. Definitely.
Shout out to YB. It was good seeing you Friday night.
Yes, I love you, man, all the time. Any show, any party, anybody, it don't have to just be mine. I'm going to be there. I love my whole community. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing but love out here.
And we got love for you, too, man. Thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome. You guys have a blessed evening. And everybody else, you know what I'm saying, don't be scared. I know y'all hearing me right now, and I hope that I'm opening you up to be strong enough to say something. Because even if you got to cry, whatever you got to do, just say it. Get it out. It feels better to talk about it.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Very well said. Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
love
you.
One. Have a good one.
All right.
All right.
You too.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. That's, you know, it's just, and that's just a beautiful testimony, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, we want people, because a lot of, one of the things that keep domestic violence alive is secrets. You know what I'm saying? People trying to hide it and don't want to talk about it. And it's not something that's easy to talk about. You just, because when you think about it, like, who do you want to talk to about it? Everybody's going to judge you, you know what I'm saying? If you talk to your family, they're going to judge them. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole lot of, you know, it's a lot of things that you got to worry about and consider, you know? And it's really hard, because intentions are one thing and actions are another. And, you know, we can intend. A lot of people that they truly, you know, love the person or feel like they love the person that they're beating the shit out of, or, you know, when they shoot them to death, it's out of love, or they feel like it's out of love. Because they couldn't live without the person or however, you know. But that's never right. But I think what we should do, we should go ahead and take another caller. 220.
All right, let's take the caller. The last four digits of 5425.
5425, you on.
Bless you, y'all. I hear a lot of people talking about, like, the physical aspect of, you know, being in a domestic violence relationship. But it's also, like, the verbal abuse that really sucks with a female, like, really. Like, if you can walk out the house and you just feel worthless and you don't feel like nobody loves you, just based off somebody that, you know, is supposed to love you, that's just as bad as you hitting me. You feel me? Because I don't feel as pretty as I'm walking outside the house. And I've been in that situation a lot of females. Like, a lot of females try to get to me mentally because, you know, like, I'm going to keep it real. Physically, they just cannot see me. But they know mentally, they can get to me. And that's what all my hurt has always come from when it comes to, like, abuse and stuff like that, it really is verbally with me because, you, like, I'm a strong woman regardless. I fought all my life, you feel me? So I'm going to put my hands, whether it's a female, male, regardless, I'm going to fight through it all, you feel me? But when, when you tell me, like, you fat and you ugly and you ain't going to be shit, that's what gets you because when I, you know, start really feeling like that, like, that's the feeling that gets to me. So I really... I respect people that come out about physical abuse, but it's also important that we talk about verbal abuse as well because neither one is acceptable. Like, it's just wrong regardless if you love someone, whether you're a man or a woman, or if you're in a homosexual relationship or a heterosexual relationship, it's just wrong, period, because, like, you're supposed to love and honor your spouse, and you're supposed to uplift them, not break them down.
Right. You're exactly right. I'm sorry, Callie, was somebody going to say something? Okay. I think you brought up a great point, and that was one point that I was going to touch on, because people always feel like domestic violence is just physical, and it's definitely not. You can have some people that live in the house of horrors, and the house of horrors is just put down. You know what I'm saying? Every day being put down. You know, and it was interesting because my cousin visited me yesterday, and she's heterosexual. And she was talking to me about how she feels like men sit around and find ways to break women down. And she could only, you know, talk about this from her perspective, like, you know. And I was like, she was like, you know, it, no matter if you're in the high, if you're working hard and going to school, and you're still gonna be fat, or you're still gonna be out of, you know, something that they're not gonna like, that's gonna tear you down, you know. And she's like, it just penetrates and it lasts so much longer than physical abuse, you know. And I'm like, damn, you know, it's so fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Because words do hurt, and people try to say that they don't, but words hurt bad, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can remember people saying shit to me when I was a kid, and I can still remember it right now. If I saw them, I'd whoop their ass. If I saw them right now today, you know, from certain things, you know, that they said to me that hurt me. So I understand that words penetrate, and I think you brought up a great, great point. And it's not mental weakness and stuff when that stuff gets to you, because everybody, you know, you can be torn down. I don't give a fuck how much confidence you have every day holding your head up. It's going to be hard to hold your head up when you got 10 motherfuckers trying to push it into the ground, when you're only one person. You know what I'm saying? So I think you brought up a great point. You know what I'm saying? And I just want you to remember, sisters, to keep your head up, stay strong in every aspect of your life, 360 degrees, and just continue to shine. You know what I'm saying? Because regardless, before anybody can get to your beauty, you own that. That's inside you. So remember to protect that, okay?
I got that.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for calling. Man, you know, we definitely appreciate your voice. We want you to continue to listen to the show as well. You know, we're going to have other people calling in and telling their testimony. So listen to it and let it inspire you.
I got you. I'm on here.
All right. Peace. All right. Man, so it's crazy, right? Because, like, people don't understand. I'm glad that she brought that point up, because words hurt, man. You know, words destroy people. A lot of times when people commit suicide and do different things like that, nobody has put their hands on that person. It's words and the way people have treated them that make them just feel worthless and helpless, you know, and that they have nothing to look forward to in life.
And, you know, because Talib Kweli say sticks and stones break your bones, but words break your heart. And, you know, the heart is not as easy to repair as them broken bones.
That's very true. Let's take some more callers, 220.
All right, let's get into 6794.
6794, you on?
Hello?
All right, let's go on to the next caller.
All right, for sure. Right. How about we get into some more music? We had a call a drop.
Okay. We'll get into some more music, and we'll be right back with y'all to this domestic violence topic. Thank y'all for calling. We appreciate it.
been that boss shit. Nigga, I run it. Check my resume. I've been done it. That's that boss shit. Keep it 100. These niggas stunting. We flex up like it's nothing. That's that boss shit. Nigga, I run it. Check my resume. I've been done it. That's that boss shit. Keep it 100. These niggas stunting. We flex up like it's nothing. I run shit. I'm the coach and you's a peasant. Now pay attention, I'm gifted, give you a present. That's that foul shit. They have you in the club straight flexing. That raw shit. They have your girl in the VIP undressing. When stressing on stack, by putting them on the bag. Throw it in the air, just to make it right back. What you know about that? Now turn up,
turn
and
up.
Watch me do this.
Yeah.
If you ain't with it, my nigga, get with the smooth man. Niggas thought I was gone. Bitch, I'm back. Still blowing stacks and sipping yaks while you niggas taking naps. I pay homage and I want a fucking refund. Cause these niggas never give it back, especially the ones you lean on. I'm free on hot cold. So like, why don't I just like the last in snow? Which roads go? I smoke up a bolo. And I roll slow, gently down the stream of codeine. And I'm leaning, I'm fiending. The way I'm feeling might be slow, the whole evening. Yeah. And I'm creeping, but so far ahead of these niggas feel like I'm speeding. But you'll never catch up with a nigga like me. Red light always turn green. Go, go, get into the money. And all my niggas, we run it.
Run it.
Boss shit. Nigga, I run it. Check my resume. I've been done it. That's that boss shit. Keep it 100. These niggas stunting. We flex up like it's nothing. That's that boss shit. Nigga, I run it. Check my resume, I've been done it, that's that boss shit. Keep it 100, these niggas stuntin', we flex up like it's nothing. Boss shit and we ain't sippin' on no taco. We poppin' that shit that come and they'll go bottle.
Let go.
That
let
shit
go.
That make all the models wanna swallow. And turn up in this bitch like two of the day I gon' follow. After the club, we headed to the suite on some exclusive shit. You know it's VIP, and we bouncin' deep. They sleepin' on me, so keep yawning. And we gon' turn up in this bitch till 6 in the morning.
Hey.
Catch flights first class, then it's back to Dallas. Triple D my home, but ATL my palace.
Atlanta.
Gotta get that green up and stack it like a salad.
What?
If it ain't adding up, then we subtract the mathematics.
Hey, I gave you 5 racks. Where my change at, bruh?
Man, I gave you the guap. Everything in the bag, bro. Chill.
Man, let me count this shit, my nigga. This don't look like no 5 racks.
That's that boss shit. Nigga, I run it.
Run it.
Check my resume, I've been done it, that's that boss shit. Keep it 100, these niggas stunting, we flex up like it's nothing. That's that boss shit. Nigga, I run it, check my resume, I've been done it, that's that boss shit. Keep it 100, these niggas stunting, we flex up like it's nothing.
Thickies out there, you know who you are. Yeah, I just want to let you know I appreciate that cake by the pound. But you got stuff in your jeans. I see caramel, chocolate complexion, God's complexion. I got love for you.
Yeah.
Touch it cause it's round. Love her cause she's down. Wake up to her face. Grab a cakey by the pound. A menage for my eyes. My heart and then my mind. She's the queen of my desires. Fantasies monopolized. I go between the mountains. Find a fountain and I'm home. Feeling like it's Christmas only. I'm not home alone. I'm lying here with her. And I'm welling with feelings. And I'm looking at her curves. And I swear that I'm feeling. Was the homie long before I ever noticed the bond. But like no other girl, you know me. And I noticed the bond. Had my back from day one. Coming second to none. Cause when that road got rocky, you didn't jump up and run. You stay right by my side where you sit when we ride. And I'm expressing with pride what I'm feeling inside. For you, my, I do my, to whatever you need. It's true, my, you do my. Got a homie in me to the 1,000th degree. I stay down for you, and you can trust that I'ma always be around for you. Going pound for pound for you, mommy, while we get this cake. And I'ma get this crown for you, cause I'm solo the great. Believe that. Believe that. Yeah. time for the money, it's time for the cause. It's time to see who we were, turn to who we are. Get investments up to par, cause I'm bringing it home. My future's here now, ma, and our love is still strong. And you know you can own anything that you touch, cause for the love that you've shown, girl, enough ain't enough. I see them watching disgust as we dip in the dust. From day one to the day none, wasn't no fucking with us. You see we struggle together, now we bubbling better. Yeah, we choosing our weather as we chopping the cheddar. Now we count and we laugh as we think of the past, with our foot on the gas and rosé in our glass. And although it's all better, no, I'll never forget the ones who helped me through the weather. Trust me, this our shit. Shout out my little sis who never turned me away. I need you to know this, you'll never worry a day. And mommy, lose no sleep, gone and count them sheets. Get up off your feet, this now it's all on me. I'm living life so free as I blow out stress. And I don't mean my treat, I only blow, babe, best believe that. Yeah, it's solo flow, the scholarly street rat. Babe boy, let's go. This has been a 220 Media production.
She
all the pound cakes out there.
Yeah, that's that summer flows, man. I know I stay teasing y'all with some old tracks, but I promise I'm coming with some new. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on a mixtape right now, so I've been kind of just busy, man. But I got some new shit coming for y'all. But that's that pound cake, you know what I'm saying? You can find that on SoundCloud.com/soloflows, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get down. And I got some more sultry music for y'all. And that right there is, you know, that'll calm the violence. That'll make everybody feel good and relax and get ready to lay on your back and get some good loving. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lover, not a fighter, man. You know what I'm saying? But this topic is heavy on my heart. It's heavy on my mind. This whole issue of equality, like I said, what we're facing right now, same-sex couples and the way that the climate of the nation is towards us right now, this is really a big, like, it places another challenge, but we got to see how the other side of the system works, right? Does it work for or against, or how people are going to take this? Do they feel like these two women should be given the same treatment as a woman and a man? So I think we're going to take one more caller. We got Queen Nubia, man. I just had to announce her because she's a very, very, very wise, one of our oldest and most committed listeners, man. You know what I'm saying? From day one, she's been with us, and she's very wise, and she has a lot to offer. So we're going to make her our last caller of the night and let her go ahead and take the floor. You there, Ma?
Yeah, I'm here, my love. How are you?
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey.
Good,
yeah.
Good, my good. Talk to him.
Yeah, I just want to say that I am a survivor.
Okay.
I got both, and big ups to all the callers that called in that, you know, was brave enough to speak on it. Because it takes a lot to, to come out and say, yeah, that happened to me, especially in lesbian relationships with two women. I was in a relationship, very, very violent relationship. I mean, I was to the point where, this stud beat me out of my clothes in the street. Whereas, I'm trying to hold my panties and my bra with one hand, running down the street, and with the police, with the police, it was not taken as serious as it was when I was, in an abusive relationship with a man. I've even heard police officers laugh about it, and calling it in. They laughed about it. To me, it was a life or death type situations. And when it came to the emotional, it was, it got to the point where I was subservient to this stud. It was, if I looked up at another person, I wanted to fuck them. And ultimately what happened was I planned my escape. Just as they say, sometimes, leaving right out the door and saying, I'm through with this. that can be that can actually be that point where it's that person's just been fighting you before. That may be that point where it's that person wants to end your life. That person may say, well, you know what, you're not leaving me. And that person may take that to that whole another level where you lose your life. So what I did was I planned my escape. Just like the same thing, the same advice they give women that are in heterosexual domestic violent relationships. Put money to the side, you know, change, you know, whatever you can, all of your personal identification that you're going to need, even if that means leaving the relationship with nothing but what's on your back. And I had to be fully prepared that, you know, I had to find a safe place to go that meant someplace, a friend's house that she didn't know about. And I got the help that I needed. That ultimately, and I will say this, it affected my marriage, the marriage that I am currently in now, because I am a survivor. And I've had to, my wife has had to endure a lot, a lot of the anger, a lot of the post-traumatic stress. My wife actually wanted to fuck her ass up too, because she was like, I can't even be loud with you without you wanting to, you know, knuckle up. You know, but that's just right. But that's just my way of how I've learned to deal with it. And like I said, it's nothing to play with. And like I said, there should definitely be equal rights. I mean, we should be afforded the same protections that heterosexuals get when it comes to domestic violence. So I had to say, I survived it, and I'm telling you, I am the. That's why I carry myself like a queen, because she took me so down so far, and when that person talked about the words, the putting the person down, I would have the wounds, they heal on the outside, they heal, broken bones, they heal, but those words, they hit you to the core of your soul.
And they last longer.
Right, and that's a longer process. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope after domestic violence. There's hope after that. That's right. That's what I wanted to share. There is hope, you know. And anybody that's going through it now, know that it's not okay. And don't let any friend, so-called friend, tell you that that's love. That's not love. And don't be ashamed because that's another female.
That's the big one right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is. It's an ego blow. You know what I'm saying? And like, people don't want to come to it, but we're all human. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? We can all overpower each other or do whatever. You know, like I say, people talk about the femme and stud thing, too, and I done seen a lot of studs get their ass whooped or femmes, you know, just do abusive shit. You know, a femme can kill a stud, too, you know? You know, and like a woman can kill a man. You know, a woman can beat a man and disrespect him and kill him. You know, it's not talked about as much, but it's like we're all human at the end of the day, so don't be ashamed. You have to protect yourself no matter where the threat is and where the threat comes from, you know? And the aggressor, a lot of times, either you gonna win or they gonna win. It's a win or lose situation. You know what I'm saying? And we know people die every day from domestic violence. Not no bullshit. People die every single day. From stuff that somebody planned and you had no idea, you know what I'm saying? And if you could have got away or you would have saw it coming or the more progressed, you would hope that it would get better. And a lot of times it just gets worse. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, even if people spend their life in prison after what they've done to you, they're still breathing. You're gone. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that could be the ultimate sacrifice. But thank you so much for calling, Queen. We're running out of time here, but we definitely have to hear your wise words, and we appreciate you, and thank you so much for sharing with us, and congratulations on being a survivor. Continue to survive, because I know that's how you are. You're a strong person. You know, and just thank you for sharing so much. We appreciate you.
I love you guys.
Right,
love you too.
Queen. We love you too. All right, Dr. J, come on, go into this quarter today.
All right, y'all. Dr. J's quote of the day. You can break down a woman temporarily, but a real woman will always pick up the pieces, rebuild herself, and come back stronger than ever. Limits are things other people impose. Boundaries are where you draw the line. Life is simpler when you set your boundaries based on your values, not someone else's. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I am happy with my heart. It was used, burned, and broken, and it still works. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
Those are great. And Callie, we need you, Callie, to come on the last end of this, man, and bring some of that California sun with that entertainment report and let them know where to reach us, man.
Man, I'm already right ahead of you, boy. I'm already rolled up and ready to go, man. For everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, man, tough times always going to come for everybody, but you always got a good blunt or a good joint or a good bowl to roll. And what we want to put in our blunts tonight, man, we want to put some lemon cushion there because that's what I'm smoking on right now, y'all. So let me know if y'all got any good strands out there because right now I'm smoking on this lemon cushion. It's really good, so I'm kind of set. So all our damn fans, hit us up on our page, facebook.com/Dan, it should be interesting. Or you can hit us up on our Twitters, or you can hit us up on the Instagram, anywhere, man. Let us know, man. Thank everybody for calling in, man. We had a great conversation tonight. Really informative, man. Make sure everybody keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know about the situation, you know what I'm saying? Domestic violence is equal. It's wrong, period, man. There's no ins and outs. There's no exceptions, man. So we thank all our callers. We thank y'all, man. Keep surviving out there. Keep y'all head up. Man, we want y'all to keep calling in every week, 347-324-3853, 7 p.m. every Monday night. Make sure y'all see us next week for that Ustream. We're going to be live on the screen. See our beautiful faces once again, man, 7 p.m. sharp. Y'all can hit us up on our personal Twitters. I'm at CaliBud3. That's over there at I Mean chilling. We got
I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at Ann's Dreams.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
And I'm at 220 Media.
And we definitely love y'all and appreciate y'all. And I know y'all heard that slamming music we had going on. We had a great playlist tonight. If you want to be a part of this great playlist that we got going on, hit us up on our email, damntsbi@gmail.com. We're going to keep our playlist growing. We want to show all our LGBTQ artists some love. So make sure y'all hit us up. Or y'all can hit us up on our Facebook, too. If y'all got some music, if y'all talented, let us hear your stuff. And you might hear it on our playlist next week. We out, though.
That's what's up,
so,
y'all.
So, love, where you at,
night,
though?
Man, I want y'all to just have a great night, man, and be peaceful, man. Be peaceful. Love yourselves. Peace.
Love.
Thank y'all for calling. Damn.